Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Nothing like some hot Cuban jazz to heat up a crisp New England day. This is the Pedrito Martinez Group, led by percussionist Pedrito Martinez, and they'll be performing at Johnny D's in Somerville on Saturday. If you haven't heard of him, Martinez has some big fans from the world of music, including Derek Trucks, Eric Clapton, and Paul Simon, just to name a few. Add to that list Jose Maso, host of WBUR's Con Salsa, who's here now to tell us more about Pedrito Martinez for this week's Artery segment, when we talk to folks about what's exciting them in the Boston art scene. And Jose, great to see you. Welcome back.
Likewise. Thank you so much for the invitation.
So who is Pedrito Martinez?
Pedrito Martinez right now is the hottest Latin percussionist around the United States and might say even around the world.
Well, let's hear a little more of his playing. Here's the song Conciencia from his new album, The Pedrito Martinez Group. So, Jose, tell us something about this song, what we're listening to.
Well, Pedrito is not only a great percussionist, he's also a great vocalist, and he also is an author of many songs, of which he has recorded a couple on this new CD that just came out and quickly has become a favorite of mine and our audience. On this one, La Conciencia is one in which he pays tribute to how one uses their consciousness as far as being a good person, and that's what the title is, Conciencia, consciousness. But more than that, it's the ability for him to bring in and weave all of these different elements. So you hear a little bit of flamenco and whatnot, a little bit of the Spanish things from Spain and in his music form. So he's eclectic, to say the least.
So where did he learn to play like this? Where did he earn his chops?
He was born in Havana, Cuba, 40 years ago. So he's relatively a young man. But as a young man, he had wanted to be an athlete, was not able to do that. So he went out to the streets of Calle Hueso, which is one of the neighborhoods where he grew up, and he learned how to play congas and percussion every Sunday at a place called El Callejón de Hammond, which is a place in Old Havana where all the best percussionists come and dancers and singers and do rumba under the stars and under the sun of Havana. And there, every day, he got his chops better and better and better until he became well-known and started playing with some of the groups. And then eventually, he would be seen by Jane Bennett, who was a flute player from Canada, who invited him to tour with him in the United States. And that's how we were able to see him for the first time back in 1999.
One of the things that I like is how good the voices in this group sound together.
So it's a quartet, piano, you've got bass, you've got two percussionists, one singer, but in reality there are four singers. When you put it all together, the vocals, the chorus, the harmonies, and the percussion and the bass and the piano, you've got a big sound for a small group.
So tell us about this song, Lengua de Obara, which includes Wynton Marsalis, right?
It includes Wynton Marsalis, who has traveled to Cuba. Of course, in the tradition of some of the great trumpet players, including Dizzy Gillespie, is enamored of those rhythms that have the Latin tinge through New Orleans and jazz, and in particular, the idea of percussion and how to play the trumpet in a Cuban style. Pedrito has recorded over 100 albums since he's been in the United States, jazz albums, Latin albums, and of course have come across some of the great musicians, Wynton being one, and so it would be automatic that they would find a way to record with each other, and he's one of the invited guests on this album. This one in particular transports me automatically to Cuba. I feel like I'm on the streets, walking through Havana and Malecón, and just hearing the sounds of Afro-Cuban music.
The album also features some really nice covers, including this number. Let's listen. So this, of course, is I'll Be There, originally recorded by the Jackson 5. The album also features an Afro-Cubanized version of Robert Johnson's Traveling Riverside Blues. Jose, why do you think Pedrito includes these on this album?
I think for a couple of reasons. One is he's in New York and he's influenced by all the sounds that he hears. And of course, having grown up in Cuba and come to the United States, he would know about music other than just straight out Latin music and jazz. Part of it is also because of the number of artists who go to visit him in a small club in Manhattan called Guantanamera, which is sort of like a small restaurant where he plays every week. And the number of musicians, rock, blues, jazz, Latin, you name it, will stop by to watch him perform. And of course, that causes this sort of like a symbiotic relationship between them and him and the music that they each share.
Jose Maso is moving in the studio in response to that number. Pedrito's signature instrument, Jose, and tell me if I'm pronouncing this correctly, is the bata. Am I pronouncing that
yes,
right?
Yes, bata. So Pedrito, besides being a great percussionist, is a believer in Santeria, which is a Yoruba-derived religion out of Cuba and other places in Latin America. And that being the case, the instruments, the percussive instruments that go with that religion are the bata drums, of which he is an expert in playing and which he incorporates into his percussion work as well. So you get the full gamut of congas, bongo, cowbell, timbales, and bata drums that he plays.
So Jose, here's a little bit of the bata. This is another song off the new album entitled La Habana. Jose, we mentioned before the followers he has from the world of music, people like Paul Simon and Derek Trucks. He told the New York Times that he takes every group he plays with to see Pedrito Martinez because he says that his musicality is just staggering. So say more about that, particularly as someone who hears a lot of Cuban jazz. What makes him stand out? Why do other musicians gravitate toward him with so much passion?
Because he can sing, because he can play all these instruments, and because he can dance and excite a crowd with just a quartet in a live venue that could be as small as the Guantanamera in New York or as big as Fort Adams Park at the Newport Jazz Festival. You are in for an exciting night whenever you go see Pedrito Martinez. And I think every musician, like Paul Simon and the others, go to see him because they learn something new every time they see him perform.
Well, it sounds like a great evening. That's Jose Maso. He's host of WBUR's Con Salsa, which you can hear Saturdays at 10 p.m. and Sundays at 12 a.m. He's been talking to us today about the Cuban jazz percussionist Pedrito Martinez, who will be performing with his band this Saturday at Johnny D's in Somerville. A lot more information at RadioBoston.org. And we'll go out with one more song from Pedrito's new album. This is Los Santos.
What a great way to end the show.
Indeed.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.